shame I accumulate. The damage is done. All right, so first of all, I want to thank Andre and Anna for contributing to the idea of the dopapods. And, all right, here we go. Yo, this is MCC Nettle, and this goes out to the biological oceanography final. I'm gonna bury you! Yo, welcome to the last day, kick it with the dopapod crew as we wrap up with this wrap-up of the second half review. We'll go lesson by lesson to reduce the stress and firing off some science raps like my name was Smith & Wesson. Let's start off this anthem with those jelly zooplankton. Hydroida, Cuba, Zoa, Siphona, Forest, Stop, Tina, Fora, Mollusca, Terrapoda, Drop. Order in the court, phylum this under wrecked. Too many jellies bloom and you'll need your food web checked. Cause they can be voracious predators with nematocysts, paralyzing prey and eating them. Now that's a cold diss. But that ain't all they gankin'. They also eat hecka plankton, and Lady I can spell doom for the bayspring bloom. Now that's enough of that, but gang, please hold your claps. We're moving on to macrophytes. That's right, big plants. I won't go into all the colors that these plants are sporting. I'll just emphasize that they're all ecologically important. From the microscopic phytoplankton in the big blue sea to the tasty macroalgae that's in your sushi's nori. The globe's facing a decline in its SAV. Soon our shorelines will be like our government. No integrity. But what's that fuss you're raising? Let's switch gears to grazing. Oh, what's that? Oh, you want me to switch it up? You want me to do bioenergetics? Okay, all right, here we go. Ah! What do cells require? It's energy. Currency is ATP. Growth efficiency, DOM, DOC, POM, Lingosync. Dissolve organic matter, does it matter at all? Viral shunt is so important, even though they are small. This section got me stressing. But we gotta keep our cool, so just remember all us are exceptions. Mixotrophy is the rule. Bum, 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 bum. Yo, who got beef with these coral reefs? Symbiotic zooxanthellae, dinoflagellates on fleek. Or maybe you're just mad about that soft bottom half, stuffed with bivalves and polychaetes like from our field trip mud grab. Which was rad, so how about those blue crabs? Females migrate to the bay mouth to spawn. Sorry, dads, cause you're a cannibal, eating on your own life history. No wonder DNR's about to ramp up your fishery. But I digress like larvae advect. What can I say? I keep up with current events. But don't stress or you'll add to the zone nation. I keep my beats below the water to avoid desiccation. No, I don't mean to exclude you from this lyrical tussle, cause none of us want a monoculture made up of mussels. My flow's so cold like oceanic processes. Rhymes staying level like the medium disturbance hypothesis. That disturbance ain't so light when we're talking climate change. That's affecting fisheries all throughout their range. Someone once told me that it's hard to be a fish when your fates include predation or ending up on someone's dish. But their life is even tougher when they're marrow plankton, which without ideal conditions could see a population tanking. Or as an oyster larvae finding habitat tests their mettle after all that vertical movement and nowhere to settle. And that's more rapping than I've done in 3 years, and I know I skipped a lot. So how about remote sensing? Not. How about a remote site mic drop? Dopapods out.
Yeah!